broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, good morning. We're back in the clubhouse. Welcome to January 19th. It's a long weekend, and we're starting off the show with Ron Syrak, Executive Editor, Golf World. He's at the Humana Challenge in partnership with the Clinton Foundation. Also coming up, Willie Wood, two-time Champions Tour champion. He's at Hualalai for the opening Mitsubishi Electric. And Jill Painter, columnist, sports writer, LA Daily News. We'll be checking in later in the show, but first, let's thank our sponsors for making it possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And by Princeville's Prince Course, magnificent by nature. Completely renovated greens, bunkers, and clubhouse. The Prince Course is offering Kama'aina Unlimited Saturday and Sunday play for just $99. Call 826-5001. Princeville's Prince Course.
Humana Challenge, in partnership with the Clinton Foundation, starts with a Health Matters Conference, one I attended last year. It inspired me to want to go to work for the Clinton Foundation. Just give it all up and go. Golf World Executive Editor and Golf Digest Senior Writer Ron Syrak is there this year. Syrak asked President Clinton, over the past year, what progress has been made?
Last year, I was really pleased with what we did. This year's conference was probably twice as good as last year's. I've rarely seen this much improvement. But I think what it reflects is, besides the fact that we've all been working hard on this, what it really reflects is everyone knows this is a big deal. They know we can't keep spending more of our income on health care. They know that the baby boomer retirement alone could make us do that. They know that already we have paid a terrible economic price for it, as well as an enormous human price in the loss of our loved ones or their capacity at premature ages. You know, it was just so much better this year. And then I saw this field, and I realized we were up against this competition from overseas, and I thought, this field is going to be very hard for us to make it any stronger, but the strength has actually gone up some. So I would say what has surprised me is how much better it got, how much quicker. And a lot of golfers have gone out of their way to ask me, or golfers, in the case of this tour, golfers' wives have gone out of their way to ask me about how they could get more involved because of what they're already doing. So I'm hopeful. I think this is maybe we just met at a moment in time when we all needed each other, and we're going to wind up doing a lot of good because of it.
Let's circle back just a little bit. And first of all, welcome to the show, Ron Syrak, Golf World Executive Editor.
Danielle, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, this is a golf tournament, and I think sometimes the message gets lost. The Humana Challenge in partnership with the Clinton Foundation. A golf tournament or a healthcare conference?
Well, you know, I think that what they're doing is using the enormously powerful platform of the PGA Tour to get a very important message out there. And this is absolutely unique. They've taken a golf tournament and they've turned it into a golf tournament with a message. And it's a message that's important on many levels. And one of the points that President Clinton makes all the time is one of the biggest contributions we can make to reducing the budget deficit in this country is something that doesn't cost anybody a nickel. And that's just to live healthier lives and to try to reduce that health care burden on our society. And I think that they're using this golf tournament to get that message out there. I honestly think that the many, many, many accomplishments Commissioner Tim Fincham has had in his 15 years of running the PGA Tour, this tournament may end up being one of his greatest legacies, one of his greatest contributions. He's known President Clinton, and few people know this, but Commissioner Fincham was an economist in the Jimmy Carter administration, and he knew President Clinton when Clinton was the Attorney General of Arkansas back in the 70s. And he leveraged that relationship and that and the passion that President Clinton has for golf to get him involved in this tournament. And, you know, one of the cool things that we asked the president about, and I wouldn't be surprised to see this, is to whether or not President Obama might show up to play in this tournament one year. And that could happen. If anybody could get it done, it's Bill Clinton.
Yeah, no matter what your political leaning is, the man is an extremely powerful, persuasive individual who knows an amazing amount of things. I was surprised. Someone asked, Manny Pacquiao came up in this news conference that he had, and he was at a school. They were talking about the number of apples, different kinds of apples, and he was surprised that there were over 500 different types of apples. I didn't know that. And when he said, "I didn't know that," I thought, that's probably one of the few things President Clinton doesn't know.
Yeah. At last year's conference, when you were there, during the afternoon session after Annika Sorenstam was on a panel, I was sitting next to Annika, and the president came out to give his closing remarks, and he started to say, "You know, there's only two countries in the world left that have more than 12 feet of topsoil for farming land." And Annika turned to me and said, "Is there anything he doesn't know?"
You know?
And that is the way you feel about him. He's a very smart man. He's a very knowledgeable man. He's a very passionate man. And I don't know if I've ever met anybody who communicates with other human beings as well as he does.
No.
And that's where he's able to cross political lines more brilliantly than any politician I've seen in my life.
Yeah, and that brings so much up in my mind, the Tom Watson suggestion that how you grip the club, you know, the best political tip that was given to Clinton, he said, came from Tom Watson. Far to the right, you'll get in trouble on the left. Don't grip it too far on the left, you get trouble on the right. Yes, just take that tip with you, okay? And don't grip too hard. Tom Watson says everybody grips their club too hard, the amateurs, the people who don't play too often. All right, so this, if healthcare is as important to the Clinton Foundation as it obviously is, and the rise in obesity in this country, and the numbers of people with type 2 onset diabetes, not the kind that you're born with, but the kind that you develop through unhealthy lifestyles, and he said, as you mentioned, that it could bankrupt our country, the increased health care costs. Why did they choose golf? Why not something more like the NFL, you know, football, baseball? Why golf?
Well, you know, it's funny because one of the knocks on golf has been for so long that these guys aren't athletes. This is not an athletic activity. Well, in fact, it's not... not only a sport where if you play 18 holes of golf and you walk, you happen to have walked 5 miles, but on a professional level, it's the only sport where the spectators actually walk, you know?
It's true.
Golf is not a game that happens right in front of you. You've got to go out and find golf. It happens all over the place over a 5 mile long expanse of land. And both the spectators and the athletes are getting exercise. I did a column last week on GolfDigest.com in which I said I think we're looking for how to grow the game, how to get more people to play the game. And I suggested that what it's all about is we need to market golf as the core F, as fitness, family, fun, and fat. You know, it is a fitness activity, and we should be encouraging people to play golf because it's good for your health. Every medical study shows if you walk 30 to 60 minutes a day, you're going to be a healthier person. Well, even if you ride in a cart while you're playing golf, you're going to walk 30 minutes between shots. It's going to happen. And as a family activity, what other sport is it you can play where you can talk to your children while you're playing, where you can talk to your spouse while you're playing? And it's fun. The challenge of the game is fun. I think one of the challenges we need to do is deal with the fast part of it and make pace of play an issue so that it doesn't take as long to play. But I think they chose golf because it is something that everyone can do. And when you do it, your health is going to benefit from it.
It's also interesting. It's a very high profile, a lot of hours of golf shown on television. So there's a lot of ways of getting this message into that programming.
That's exactly right. Commissioner Fincham said that, and I hadn't really thought of it, that the TV ratings for golf may not be as high as they are for football, for instance. But there are more hours of golf on TV than any other sport. And you look at it, because of Golf Channel now, there are virtually all the major tours are on TV. And in the case of the PGA Tour, and the European Tour, there's replays of that golf. So the platform is constantly there, always there. People are exposed to golf now in a way that they never were before.
We're talking with Ron Cyrak, executive editor, Golf World. His column about the four Fs, it's really a good read. You should check it out. It includes bringing the caddy programs back in. I think that would be so good for children, young adults, to get into golf and to learn etiquette, learn handling the clubs, just becoming comfortable with the whole golf environment. And it's fun for adults to have a caddy, too. It's very good. It's at golfdigest.com, and just search Ron Cyrak, and you'll get all of his columns. Some of the ideas that came out of the conference last year, I guess, kind of carried over. What did President Clinton say about what's been actually accomplished in the past year?
Yeah, to me, what impressed me the most about the Health Matters Summit this year over last year is that it was easy to leave last year and think this was just a pep rally, just a bunch of people talking about doing something. But to come in this year and see that they actually got stuff accomplished was remarkable. President Clinton said 31 different corporations, organizations, or individuals have pledged $100 million that are going to go into programs that will help 25 million people over the next year. And those dollars are going into community-based programs, local-based programs, schools to educate children about healthy living styles and healthy eating habits. They're going into local hospitals. A lot of that money is going back into the Coachella Valley here in California to help fund programs that immediately affect this community. But it's about getting the message out there. It's about telling people what healthy living means. And it's not that difficult. It's about getting exercise. It's about eating less. It's about eating the right thing. It's about getting less meat and more fish into your diet, more vegetables into your diet.
A lot of people say, okay, wait a minute, you know, health and fitness and all that doesn't sound like fun. But the bottom line is, if you're healthy and you're fit, then you can have fun, see? And you can have fun for a long time.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that the President Clinton likes to point out is that Bob Hope walked 1 hour a day, every day of his life. He lived to be 100 years old. And, you know, that's all you need to know right there.
Okay, before we go to a break, we're going to come back and talk a little bit about Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, the golf at the Humana Challenge, which today is Humana Challenge weekend, honoring the legacy of Bob Hope. That's terrific, because a lot of people thought Bob Hope's name should be in the title. I don't know how they would have worked that in. But you wrote in a tweet, what Humana and Clinton have done with Humana Challenge is remarkable. I'm very moved and very proud of golf. Was there anything in particular that made you write that?
Well, I think just the emotion that I felt at the conference, particularly on Tuesday afternoon, there was a session on mental health and addiction. And there was a man there who, his son, he was the CEO of a company, of a major hotel chain. And his son had a drug addiction problem and eventually at the age of 25, committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And this guy was talking about the importance of mental health and addiction as a healthcare issue in the United States. And also on that panel was newly elected Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, who used to be a congressman in Connecticut, and his congressional district included Newtown, where the shooting of the 26-year-old was not that long ago. And those two things really touched me, made me emotional, and made me very proud that golf is involved. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll be back with Ron Cyrak, executive editor, Golf World, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Okay, let's take a look at the golf that's being played on these. Is it three courses with two professionals and two amateurs until Sunday?
Exactly, yep.
Okay.
We play the Palmer course, the Nicklaus course, and like in the country.
And so Roberto Castro, he was a rookie last year. He's in the lead.
This is a leaderboard that you look at, and it's not a who's who, it's more of a who's me, you know. and that's sort of cool. How about Russell Henley?
Hey.
Whose first six rounds on the PGA Tour have been 63, 63, 67, 63, 64, 69.
Amazing.
Not a bad start to your career.
Absolutely, absolutely. Did you follow him?
I did. I walked with him on the back nine yesterday to see what he's all about. And boy, the guy putt.
Yes. Wow. I love his putting style. I mean, he does not mess around. He gets up on that green. He reads it. He takes his stand. He's gone. He doesn't. There's not a lot of hesitation there.
No, that victory at Sony is not going to be the last one of his PGA Tour career. When you can putt like that, you're going to win golf.
Yeah, well, we've got some great names. Charles Howell III, he's in it. We've got Zach Johnson, Stuart Sink. A lot of guys at the top of the leaderboard that we've had around. But you suggest that more. I love Bud Cauley being there, 63. He shot a 63 yesterday. Carl Peterson is there. Matt Kuchar. Kuchar. Somebody said that to me, and I started calling it Matt Kuchar. Ryan Palmer, Doug LaBelle. A lot of very great players who are also very involved in the PGA Tour players world, I believe. Some of them are on the committee to make determinations for how the players are going to handle different things. But beside that, the golf is fun to watch and great to see. And I was watching European Tour, and we have to kind of move along a little bit. I could talk with you for hours, but they were saying on the European Tour, we're still shocked just a bit that we're going into the weekend without Tiger Woods and, of course, Rory McIlroy. And I thought to myself, well, that's good for the Humana Challenge. Kind of naughty of me. But it is shy. Yesterday morning when I woke up and I was, you know, turned on the television at, I don't know, zero dark 30. And Tiger Woods penalized two strokes and Rory McIlroy misses the cut and switches out his Method Nike driver for the Scotty Cameron. What happened in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, you know, for one of those two to miss the cut wouldn't have surprised me, but for both Tiger and Rory to miss the cut really was shocking. This is going to be a fascinating year for both Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. For Tiger, in my opinion, if he doesn't win a major championship this year, then his chance of getting the five more that he needs to pass Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 professional majors is tough. He really needs to build on the three regular tour wins that he had last year and prove to us that he's truly back. And we saw last year that Tiger was good on Thursday and Friday and not so good on Saturday and Sunday, particularly in the majors. This week he wasn't even good on Thursday and Friday. And with Rory, the question's going to be at the age of 23 and already with two majors, and Tiger didn't have two majors at that age. Can he build on that? And when you change equipment, that's a big change because he changed everything. You know, he changed all the clubs and the golf ball. And if things start going sideways for you, it's difficult to figure out what's wrong. You know, is it the loss in the driver? Is it the spin rate on the golf ball? Now, with computers and all the technology they have, they'll figure that out. But right now, he hit some horrific golf shots in those first 2 days in Abu Dhabi.
The question I've heard raised is, does he have permission to use his Scotty Cameron putter if he doesn't want to play the Nike method?
You know, there's a sometimes there's a 14-club clause in your contract, which means you've got to use all of the company's clubs that you signed with. The smart companies don't do that with the top players because, if you remember, Tiger Woods used the Titleist putter for a long time under his Nike contract because they'll let you do what's comfortable for you. Nike even let Tiger play Titleist clubs for a while after they signed him until they could come up with something he was totally comfortable with. So he probably has an out in his contract that allows him to switch out to another club if he feels he needs to.
Now, okay, there's the clubs. Now, the ball, the Nike ball is so different from the Titleist. He was using a Titleist, wasn't he?
Correct. He was a Titleist player, head to toe.
Would he be allowed to change balls?
I would be surprised if they do that.
Uh-huh.
Because the ball is, you're sort of much more aware of what ball the player is playing than you are with what putter they're using because the TV camera's on the golf ball a lot. And plus, that's a much more intense rivalry between companies is golf balls than it is with putters. The two biggest rivalries in golf equipment are the golf ball and the driver. Those are the two things that a player using a ball and a driver affect sales much more than anything else.
Well, we all remember the shot Tiger on the green at the Masters with the swoosh, waiting
yep.
for it to drop, right?
Exactly. There couldn't have been, that was probably, might have been the single best commercial Nike ever did, and they had nothing to do with that commercial.
Now, what about them making a ball specifically for Rory McIlroy?
Oh, that happens. I mean, Tiger Woods played for a long time, and probably still now. He was playing a Nike ball that is conforming to USGA standards, but it's not really like anything else that is on the market. They will come up with a compression, with a spin rate, everything that fits him. As long as that ball is submitted to the USGA and passes the USGA testing standard, then it'll be approved. That doesn't necessarily mean they're selling that golf ball, because that golf ball probably only works for about 6 people on the planet.
Exactly. Only 6 people on the planet. So people, you don't really want to use the equipment that they're using because it's so tailor-made for them, so specifically they can tell if a gram is off. That's how dialed in they are with the tools of their trade, just like you are with what you use. I mean, they notice these things immediately. Now, with Tiger missing the cut, he only by one stroke, and it seemed like when he took that two-stroke penalty, I think it was on 5, embedded ball, that was curious. I mean, Tiger Woods is known as a traditionalist who knows the rules of golf. He's been around it long enough. Were you surprised by his penalty?
Yeah, well, he does, as you said, Tiger, I mean, there's probably the two players that I've known in my job who know the rules better than anybody are Tiger and Annika Sorenstam. Annika still remains the only player I know who's actually gone to USGA rules school and knew the rules as well as any rules official walking the course. But Tiger knows it very, very, very well. He called, and in fact, I think he was confident enough with his knowledge of the rule that he called Martin Keimer over, said, "Do you agree this ball's embedded?" And Martin looked at it and said, "Yes, it is." They didn't even bother to bring a rules official in. They then made the decision on their own that he was eligible for a drop there. But the rule is that embedded ball has to be is through the green in the short grass. You know, you got to be in fairway length grass or less, if you could be green, in order to improve your lie with an embedded ball. And that wasn't the case here.
It was in sandy soil.
Yep.
Now, the question was raised, I think, by a golf writer. Why did Tiger get to take a drop there? As a golf writer, would you have asked that question to write your story?
Yeah, I think it's a valid question to ask because, you know, you got to sit there and, you know, people watching on TV are going to ask you that.
Exactly.
And because of the platform of Twitter right now, I get questions like that all the time. You know, somebody will tweet to me, "Hey, how come you got a free drop there?" You know, and so it's a, and I didn't know the answer to the question. And clearly, the writer who was there on site didn't know the answer to the question, so they asked the rules official. And because that question was asked, then the rules official started to think about it and said, "Well, you know what? You can't take a drop there." And this will tell you something about, I think, the integrity of Tiger when it comes to the rules of golf. The rules official said to him, "We're penalizing you 2 strokes. Do you want to see the video replay?" And Tiger said, "No. If you think that I broke the rule, then I broke the rule. I accept that."
Very classy, very classy. You bring up Annika Sorenstam, which brings me to the thought of an LPGA schedule has been released, and there are 3 more events. This is exciting.
Yeah, they're getting, I think they added 3, lost 1, so it was a net gain of 2, and they're up to 29 now, and they were down to 23 in 2011, the lowest that they've been since 1972. Commissioner Mike Wann says they need to get to 30 for the business model really to work, because part of the revenue stream for the LPGA is they get a 6% cut of every purse. So the more tournaments they have, the more money they have coming in. And also for the media exposure. If you have too many off weeks, people forget that the tour is out there, particularly when it disappears in Asia for 5 weeks, at both the beginning and the end of the year. So, yes, adding tournaments was a huge boost for them. I still think they need to add more domestic tournaments, more U.S.-based tournaments.
Yeah, that would be good. All right, back to Humana on a final note. Gary Player has joined up. Of course, the man who brought fitness into the world of golf. And as you say, Tiger Woods and Annika Sorenstam may have done it, but it was really Gary Player. Everybody teased him about being such a fitness buff, right?
Yeah, you know, he was on the Health Matters panel on Tuesday, and he began his comments by saying he woke up at 5:30 that morning and did 1,000 sit-ups, you know. This is a 77-year-old man. And, oh, by the way, on Thursday morning, when Billy Casper and Gary Player kicked off the tournament by hitting the ceremonial first tee shot, Player hit it about 280 right down the middle. The guy's in incredible shape. He's a real ambassador for the game in so many ways. As an internationalist, he was the first globe-trotting golfer. And remember, when he was globe-trotting, it took like an entire day to get from South Africa to the United States. And as a fitness pro.
We're talking with Ron Syrak, Golf World Executive Editor. You can follow him on Twitter, very easy, at Ron Syrak, S-I-R-A-K. Now, Gary Player says this is the single most important tournament on tour, and I'm taking this from your column, Ron, that you wrote. 9-time major championship winner Gary Player said Wednesday at PGA West, where the Humana Challenge is played on the Palmer and Nicklaus course, as well as the nearby La Quinta Country Club, "If I was a professional golfer, I would make it my business to play here this week, because you're helping get a message through to a country that really needs the message." Do you think Tiger Woods or Rory McIlroy or Justin Rose will show up at Humana one day?
Well, we've already seen improvement. Not that long ago, in the latter days of the Bob Hope Desert Classic, there was one year where they had nobody among the top 36 players in the world in the field here. And this year, they have 9 of the 30 guys who played in the Tour Championship at the end of the year. So the strength of field is already improving. Part of that is because of President Clinton's personal persuasive power. And part of that is the players are realizing not only is the message important for this tournament, being associated with the message is important for their own personal brand. It makes them look good. And a lot of these players, too, have their own charities, their own foundations out there. And it's good for the profile of their foundations to be involved with something that has such an important message attached to it. I don't know. Look, honestly, Tiger Woods was paid $3 million show up in Abu Dhabi. The fact that he missed the cut, he's still walking away with $3 million in his checking account. Rory was probably paid something like $2 million to be there. So that's a tough thing to campaign against. But I do think that for a lot of players, when they're making their schedule, each year that passes, and remember this, both Humana and the Clinton Foundation signed an 8-year contract at this tournament. That's twice as long as the normal title sponsorship deal on the PGA Tour. Because they know they're not going to turn this tournament around overnight, but it's going to take 8 years to do it, and they're well down that road.
Excellent. Ron Sarek, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Daniel, for having me. My pleasure.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Magnificent by nature, Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. You know, over the past couple of weeks, couple of months, we've been qualifying people to win a trip for two to San Francisco and stay four nights at the Palace Hotel, a luxury collection hotel. Well, we're going to do it again. But first, I want to congratulate the winner, John Neely. He won his two round trips on Hawaiian Airlines to San Francisco and four nights at the Palace Hotel, a luxury collection hotel. And now, if you are the ninth caller, we're going to start it all over again, and you just need to dial 808-296-5467. If you're the ninth caller, you're one of our first qualifiers. Again, you're going to fly on Hawaiian Airlines, a trip for two, that is, and four nights in a luxury collection hotel, the Palace Hotel San Francisco. Let's welcome to the show, from Humana, Senior Vice President Tom Nolan, Corporate Communications. Healthy living, the heart of Humana's business is health and well-being. We know people's health and well-being starts long before they see a doctor. It matters long before they begin their career, start a family, or retire. And healthy people make choices every day to eat right, stay active, and exercise their minds. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thanks so much, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent. You've got a couple of things. I've been talking this morning about all President Clinton. I had a cut from him talking about the progress that's been made over the last year. Humana working so hard with Clinton Foundation. Now, you've got a couple of things going on today that are really quite wonderful. The retired four-star General Wesley Clark, Linda Hope, 2001 PGA champion David Toms, and Humana's Tim McLean will be featured speakers. What's going on with this military appreciation ceremony?
Well, Danielle, Humana is really proud to have this be designated the Humana Military Appreciation Day. In fact, one of the things that Humana did differently this year with the tournament is each of the four tournament playing days had a different theme. Thursday was Seniors Day. Yesterday was Go Red for Women Day in conjunction with KMIR6. And today is Humana Military Appreciation Day, where indeed we are going to have a ceremony just after play closes around 4 o'clock, we think, on Palmer Private here at PGA West. We're going to have a military aviation flyover. One of our wounded warriors, a veteran from Afghanistan or Iraq, is going to receive a mortgage-free home, which is really going to be awesome. And indeed, Tim McLean, who is the head of Humana's military operations, will be handing that out. And Humana has, insured more than 3 million members of the military now for more than 15 years.
Well, I didn't know that. You're that connected with the military. My son is in the Army, served five tours, Afghanistan and Iraq. Linda Hope, daughter of Bob Hope, is also involved. It's great to see her.
It really, really is. She has been a supporter of this revamped tournament, obviously for many years known as the Bob Hope Classic, right from the get-go. She's been right with Humana, with the Clinton Foundation, with Desert Classic Charities and the PGA Tour to make this new format work as well as it has for the spectators, the players, everyone. And we're just thrilled she's going to be with us this afternoon.
You also have a series of kid workouts, Ty Bo with Billy Blanks in the Coachella Valley. A lot of things going on. Anything particular today?
Well, you know, the Kids' Day is tomorrow, Danielle. I mean, this has been a kid-friendly tournament right from the start this week because at Bob Hope Square, which is the sort of central location where there's food and especially healthy food items, there's the Humana Wellbeing Tour where people of all ages have been able to make smoothies by pedaling on a bike, and that's been incredibly popular. So even though we've had things for children all week, tomorrow, as our special Kids' Day, we're going to have an interactive area with swing cages, snag golf. There'll be discounted concession items for kids, $2 off healthy foods, and all kinds of things that are really geared to the younger set.
It sounds fun. Now, all right, I saw a picture yesterday of the stage where you have music. You have music all day long, great performers, a lot of fun, a very comfortable, relaxed in the Hope Square. I want to see that square filled with a bunch of Zumba.
Well, guess what? It was just yesterday as part of Women's Day, and I saw it, so I know whereof I speak. There was a fantastic Zumba demonstration with at least 30 or 40, I must say almost all women, which is great, doing it. So we did it.
That's great. I'm so glad. I was just, you know, thinking about how to fill the square, and I thought, boy, I know, Zumba people, they're absolutely dedicated to fitness. What better way to get them to the Humana Challenge in partnership with the Clinton Foundation? I raised $2 million already for the Coachella Valley?
Indeed, we did. Last year was, Danielle, a record-breaking year in terms of the amount of charitable contributions that this great tournament was able to produce. It was more than $2 million. That's more than any other year, although in the 50-plus years that it was the Bob Hope Classic, in the aggregate, this tournament has raised now, including last year's $2 million, more than $50 million for Coachella Valley Charity.
Wow, fantastic. It's so good talking to you. I'm sorry I missed this year. I'm going to be back next year, though.
Oh, we're so pleased. We will welcome you with open arms.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Tom Nolan, Humana. And by the way, you have retirement plans, don't you? So we could get, I think I saw in a store, I think it was Walmart, there's a table where people can check out the different plans that you can offer to supplement, the healthcare supplements for retired people?
That's exactly right, Danielle. Humana has long been a participant in what's called the Medicare Advantage program with the federal government. If you sign up for Medicare Advantage, you keep your Medicare, but you get a lot more. And this is marketed as Humana Medicare Advantage. We also sell Humana supplement plans for people who want to stay in traditional Medicare. So we do indeed have a lot of products for senior citizens.
Excellent. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much.
Aloha. And we'll be back right after this. We're going to check in with a friend of mine who started a fitness program. He was a professional football player in the Bundesliga. That would be like in professional soccer that we consider soccer, but, you know, German soccer is Fußball. And first, he was a professional soccer player in Germany. He is now in Hawaii, and he's been working in the health fitness. He's got a degree in economics and all kinds of things, but he's working in health fitness for a long time, and he's taking it outside of the gym, away from the machines, and doing it in the outdoors. Perfect. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store, if you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And on the Champions Tour, by the by, yes, the season opener at Hualalai Electric Championship underway at beautiful Hualalai Four Seasons Resort. It doesn't get much better. You should really watch. I was watching this morning on Golf Channel. Absolutely stunning. Just beautiful. Of course, it was the repeat. It was very bright outside, and I was sitting in the dark. Speaking of golf and things we can do here in Hawaii on Oahu's fabled North Shore, Turtle Bay. Every fall, the Turtle Bay Amateur is probably one of the most popular golf events for amateurs, and they've established something new. It's coming up in March, the 30th and the 31st. They're hosting the first Turtle Bay two-man, and just like the Turtle Bay Amateur, this two-man will be open to players of all skill levels with gross and net flights and prizes and all those things. Details are still being worked out with some of their sponsors and partners. And now just make sure that you save that date because it's firm. Saturday, March 30th and 31st. If you want to find out more, do get in touch with the folks up at Turtle Bay and at Makalei. On the Big Island, Makalei Golf Club is having the 2013 golf tournament, the St. Michael's golf tournament, and something like $10,000 cash possible for a hole-in-one? You got to call Makalei. All right, let's get outdoors. Former professional soccer player, football, in Germany, where football, the league is known as the Bundesliga. He studied sports science and economics. He's a personal trainer, fitness manager for years, yoga teacher of the Yoga Alliance, member of the European Exercise Professionals. He has worked for fitness and wellness companies in Los Angeles, in India, and in Hawaii. And his love for Hawaii brought him back to the islands where he founded High Life Athletics, or Hawaii Life Athletics, depending on how you read it. He'll take you out of the gym. That's what I like. It's outdoors, away from the machines, for his fitness program. Welcome to the show, Mark Zimmerman.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. You know, Mark, I got to tell you, I got to be completely honest with you. You know, I do get on a machine every once in a while when I just want to get a quick 45, 60-minute fast. I don't really run. I jog maybe 4 miles an hour, but I don't jog. I walk fast. And I like to, you know, work out a sweat. And if I'm not feeling particularly inspired that day, and that happens often, I turn on something like ESPN, and I'm looking for soccer, football, foosball, okay?
That's perfect.
Okay, and the reason why I'm looking for it is because I figure if you guys can keep moving for 45, 50 minutes, okay, at the pace that you go, then I certainly can go at my little 4 mile an hour.
Yeah, it's actually 90 minutes.
Oh, excuse me. Obviously, I'm not there for the whole game.
That's okay.
So when you talk about getting outdoors and doing your fitness program outside with very few tools, is it stretching? What kind of exercises? And where can I find you?
Okay. Yeah, we usually do it at parks or at homes at my clients, and it's usually a fitness program designed for everyone. Everyone can do it. It's from students to elderly people. I have a client who is 77 years old, so you can see everyone can do it, and everybody can do it outdoors, and that's the beauty in Hawaii, I think. And we usually use the TRX. It's a resistance band. It's invented by the Navy SEALs, and it's one of the best tools in the fitness industry right now, especially for the personal trainers who use or who train their clients outdoors.
Outdoors. It's perfect. You know, when we have so many beautiful scenes, you know, why would I be on a treadmill running, watching a television, right?
Yes,
so
many. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I know. So many people do. I should just go walk outside on the sidewalk. Or I guess I like when you have different issues with foot or spine or what have you, you want an even surface. And you can't always count on an even surface when you're outdoors. And I think a lot of people tend to go with the treadmill if they have those kinds of issues with their spine. They don't want to throw off something and end up, you know, hurting for a long time. But let's talk about golf specific.
Yeah.
You do a golf specific program for professional golfers or for just golfers who want to get better on the course, or maybe just enhance their ability to swing the club and stop being stiff. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. We designed a golf-specific fitness program, which is for amateurs, which is for pros. We called it Train Like the Pros, Improve Your Fitness Level and Your Swing. So it is an enhancement program which let the golfers stay healthy and, of course, stay healthy in their daily life, which is more important.
Yeah. A lot of complaints from golfers, like they get tender joints, sore joints, knees, ankles, because of the different lies on the course. You know, you're not always on a flat ground, a flat surface, or they get tired quickly. They lose strength, right?
Correct.
Right.
Absolutely right.
So what have you done for the golfer? What kinds of things do you do? Flexibility?
Yeah. There are different kinds of aspects for a golfer or for a regular person. So what we do usually for our fitness program does is we start off with a aerobic activity to warm up the body, to maintain, of course, the cardiovascular conditioning and the system. Then do some flexibility training, strength training for upper and lower body, and especially for the core, which is the center of the body, because you usually, or the core, that every movement in the body, or every movement that the core is involved. So you can see that that's one of the most important parts. Then, of course, balance training, stabilization, and one of the most important parts, posture control, because if you have anyone has a bad posture, can lead to injuries, and this is what we want to avoid.
You know, I know I have always struggled with posture issues. It was reminded, I was told about it since I was 10. It's and I suppose it has to do with getting your core. When you talk about the stomach area, right, that would be your core. That is actually the part of your body that's supposed to carry your spine, isn't it?
Correct. It's not just the stomach area. It's also the hips. The hip joints are really important. The lower back. Many people, or in my experience in the fitness industry, many people have bad lower backs, and it's not just it doesn't come from the lower back. It's mostly from the hips or from tight hamstrings, and we work on getting people healthy and pain-free.
Okay, well, how do I get in touch with you?
Excuse me?
How do I get in touch with you if I want to call you right now and make an appointment?
We, of course, have a website, www.highlifeathletics.com, and you can reach me under 808 285-0012.
Okay, so it's High Athletics.
It's Hawaii Athletics, H-I, Live Athletics.
Okay, so it's the way it's written is, don't write Hawaii when you're looking for it. Write H-I, Life Athletics, like Hawaii Life Athletics. com. So that's where we can find out more about you. And your phone number is 808-285-0012. What if I'm, you know, not all that good at fitness? You know, I've never really been very active. I'm always sitting at work, but I know I need to start doing something because things are starting to get painful. Can you work with somebody who's just starting out?
Of course. Like I said in the beginning, we usually have all kinds of levels. We have all kinds of people, from students who never worked out before, that happens too, or 77-year-old people who never worked out before too. So that doesn't matter, and I can cater to you. I can cater to every level.
I want to let you know that Mark Zimmerman is a very gentle person. He's not going to be yelling at you when you're working out. He's not going to be like, you know, somebody going, no, you're not doing it well enough. No, no, no. He will gently tell you, okay, you know, you want to maybe get your spine angle just a little bit, you know, flatten the spine a little bit and just assist you. And then you work, and the more you do it, you'd be surprised as you do it. And it seems like you're not making progress, but you actually are. And the fact of the matter is you just got to get up and get out and, oh, I'm going to borrow somebody else's slogan. Just do it. So call Mark Zimmerman. The number is 808-285-0012. Hawaii Life Athletics, HILIFEATHLETICS. That's athletics.com. Okay. Mark, and you're going to come back on the show, and we're going to do some individual golfer tips so that they can, before they, you know, run out and get that club and jump on the first tee and knock a ball someplace, hopefully in the fairway, you're going to tell us how we should probably warm up first in the future?
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to give you some really nice exercises or a few fitness tips that are easy to do and you can...
Great, great. So we'll talk about different body parts and exercises and things that are essential for the golf pro and the amateur golfer and how to strengthen those most important golfing muscles. Thank you so much for being on the show, Mark Zimmerman, Hawaii Life Athletics. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club. We'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Magnificent by nature, Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Coming up in a few moments, we'll be talking with the champion of the Pacific Lynx tournament that was held at Kapolei, and he'll be on the show, Willie Wood. He's playing in the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai. So is Tom Watson. Tom Lehman, Tom Kite, David Frost is in the lead. Kirk Triplett is there. It's a great, great field. You should get out. If you're on the Big Island, you should really watch these guys. They're awesome. Golf Data Tech. Well, whatever they are, haven't been able to research them, but I've got this press release, and I thought, this is interesting. They found some interesting information about anchor ruling for the putters, okay? They asked a bunch of people what they thought, and among the respondents who had an opinion about whether or not anchoring the putter makes it easier to putt, 45% feel anchoring the putter makes it easier to putt. 55% believe anchoring the putter doesn't make it easier. 60% of the respondents believe the governing bodies of golf should ban the anchored clubs, and 40% believe they should not. So, this is interesting. What was one of the first questions out of the box for President Clinton during his, you know, it was right after the Health Matters Summit, or a couple days later, it's during the golf tournament. And so I think it was Sports Illustrated asked this question of him. What would you do, President Clinton? Do you think the anchored putter should be banned?
In a totally selfish way, since I have never... I actually am one of those guys that ought to benefit from it because I have a condition that sometimes you get with aging. You may have noticed that my hand has a little tremor when I'm tired. And a lot of people do when they're older. The first time it happened, I had to go get myself checked to make sure I didn't have Parkinson's, and I was so relieved I didn't care how much it shook after that. But I've never been able to figure out how to use one of those things, so I don't care. But on the other hand, you know, a lot of the golfers, including a lot of the younger golfers, really like it. And I just don't have an opinion about... the only thing that would animate the rule is whether it gives some people an unfair advantage or whether it sort of changes the character of the game. I remember, I'm old enough to remember the first change I remember is when Sam Snead started putting between his legs. You remember that? And it was legal for a while. And once I got over 40 and my vision started to warp and my lens started to flatten out, I got it. I mean, if you let me putt that way now, I'd make three times as many putts of 10 or 12 feet, even if just with one hand, even if I didn't do something clever with two hands, just throw it up there. It's stunning the difference it makes. So I just trust the PGA to do the right thing on that. I don't have an opinion.
Okay. In a purely selfish way. Sure. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. We're going to bring in a wonderful young lady who writes, well, she's a sports columnist for the LA Daily News for the last 12, maybe 13 years, went to the University of Colorado at Boulder, and she was at Humana, but she has also, I just saw this really great picture, and I got to talk to her about it. Let's bring in Jill Painter. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Hi, Danielle. I can't believe I have to follow President Clinton.
Yeah, well, he was in a good mood. Yeah, I saw this great picture you had on Twitter, Jill Painter, Larry King interviewing Ron Artest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that something?
As you said in the tweet, it was difficult getting those two guys in the same frame because what is Ron? What he's 6'7"?
Yep, and Larry King, I'm not quite sure, but I bet Larry King and I could see eye to eye. So he's the shorter guy, and they were on sitting on chairs that were high chairs, if you will, and it was pretty remarkable.
He received a Ron Artest Meta World Peace. He got an award for his work with the mental health community. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. Ron Artest, I keep going back to calling him now, Meta World Peace, he's dealt with a lot of well-publicized bouts of anger and frustration and depression, and he's had a lot going on in his life with the brawl and his parents divorced when he was 13, so he was an angry kid, and anyway, he's since he was 25 years old, for the last 8 years, he's been seeing a counselor, and he believes it's really helped him and gotten his life back on track and made him a happier person. So within that process, obviously a lot of celebrities use their celebrity to help further causes. But this is one that you know, this is not one of the mainstream causes that people usually kind of step out there on that kind of a stage. But when the Lakers won the NBA Finals in 2010, after the game, he said, and of all the people he was thanking, he wanted to thank his psychiatrist. And you know, it really did a lot for the mental health community and people to sort of try and help end the stigma associated with either, you know, getting counseling or promoting mental health awareness issues. A lot of people just want to stay away from it. But, you know, it was a great day, I think, for him, just being there and being honored for that kind of work. And the medical director, Thomas Chow, said that he's the only celebrity or athlete that has ever not just been to that hospital, many have been, but have walked through the doors of the psychiatric ward and talked to people. Real people who are, you know, they're dealing with issues and just telling his story and you know, kind of a neat day.
That's it's wonderful that he does that Meta World Peace when he goes, because I've been in those places to visit, and it's lonely. It's a very lonely place to end up, and it's good to know that he's reaching out the way he does. He has a fitness program. You know, I was looking at a little bit about him when I saw your picture, and made me inquire. Inquiring minds want to know. A 3-step program that targets the mind, as it is the central control that must be trained into a positive state so that the individual can move towards a better, healthier life. So he's using this as a part of the mind, a healthy mind, and a healthy body working together. And I thought of all of it kind of in the sense that the Humana Challenge, in partnership with the Clinton Foundation, had the Health Matters Conference that you attended. It all seemed to just dovetail so nicely.
Absolutely. I mean, whether you're a golfer or a basketball player or just a person, health and wellness certainly can lead to happiness. I know Bill Clinton is huge on that. I mean, if we're exercising and we're eating right and you know, we have a healthy mind, you know, it just can't help but you're going to be a happier person. Meta World Peace, for example, was saying when he was a rookie, he was always so tense. And he said now he feels like he's running up and down the court faster and stuff because his body is loose. He tries to do breathing exercises, for example, if he gets angry, you know, all these types of fitness things that, you know, I think, I mean, we look at golfers, you look at them before they, you know, line up for a big shot. Sometimes you see a big, you know, deep breath, an exhale. So I think so many athletes are trying to incorporate, you know, mind health and mind wellness and body into their lives.
It's great that we're becoming so well-rounded. now, the Humana and Clinton Foundation, during the Health Matters Conference, you were there, right? I got that right, yes?
I actually was not. I know, that's awful, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm stunned. Chill. So I would have missed you completely if I'd gone. I would have been devastated.
Oh, no. Yes, I was not there. I heard it went well, you know, anything President Clinton associates himself with or is there, I mean, he's really added so much to that tournament and
yes.
Conferences, so it's a neat deal.
Well, again, because they've added the idea of mental health and addiction issues, they've added that into the conference this year. It's so important, and our society, as you said, doesn't like to look at that, doesn't like to think about mental health issues, addiction. It's all sort of like something in the back room still that we really don't want to talk about. Go back there again, you know, don't come out into the living room, stay in the closet somewhere, because you're uncomfortable to deal with. And it's so important that we do deal with it, otherwise we can't be a well-rounded society. Now, speaking of, let's go back to Meta World Peace and his idea of being loose and just exercising and being an athlete. And I think about Lance Armstrong, and you know, I'm not sure. I think he needs to do some of the Meta World Peace 3-step program targeting the mind. Because this guy, watching him come clean with Oprah Winfrey, saying that he, you know, did in fact dope, I almost didn't care anymore whether or not he was honest. How did you feel about it?
Well, I did care because I thought, you know, after all this time, we need to see him fess up to this. I mean, this has just been years and years and years of denial. And truthfully, I don't think I would have been happy no matter what he did or what he said or how many tears he might have shed, which, but I just didn't, I didn't feel he was sincere. I didn't feel he was genuine. I'm glad he came out and admitted it. And, you know, I watched a little bit last night on the DVR and how he's talking about, you know, explaining this to his 13-year-old son who's been defending him. I mean, that's just real. That's Lance Armstrong, the dad, having to come clean to his son, which was probably a little bit more difficult for him than to do it with Oprah. But, you know, I don't think he was 100% honest and truthful. He avoided some stuff. You know, but I did want to hear it. I wanted to hear that he is finally admits to doing that. So I was happy he did that, and now we can all move on.
Okay. I didn't think he was genuine. I think he does it for his own self-promotion to put his name back out there. And that's one of the reasons why. And Oprah hasn't been doing all that well either. It seemed to be the two of them just getting together to talk about something we all knew, that Lance Armstrong doped, just to further their own causes. Am I that jaded?
No, I believe you're correct there. I mean, he wants to, this for him, I think he believes is the first step into getting back in competition because, you know, that's what he's been doing forever. That's what he knows. That's what he wants to get back to. He's got the lifetime ban, so that's not going to happen, and I hope that's not listed. But I think for him, this is the first step in getting back to competition.
Uh-huh.
Really sidestepped that question, and for Oprah, you're right. I mean, she's even been touting this, promoting this interview all week as you know, maybe the biggest interview of her career. So, you know, when somebody's talking in terms like that, you kind of get away from the subject matter or what it's really about, because now it's about her. It's her biggest interview. I think she handled herself well, but you're right. She needed it for the ratings, and you know, I'm sure people tune in the first night, but after his performance, if you will, I don't know if they tuned in for the second night.
We're talking with Jill Painter, reporter and columnist. She's a sports columnist, Los Angeles Daily News. It takes you around the world into so many different places. I love following you on Twitter, at Jill Painter, because I feel like I'm on location. You have a knack of making me feel like I'm there. You're one of the best follows. Now,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's talk a little bit about something a lot more close to home. But before I do that, let me ask you, do you think doping would help in golf?
I don't. I'm one of those people that doesn't, if we're talking about anything other than recovery time. Recovery time, if guys are injured or gals are injured and they want to use it to help their recovery time, that's something. But otherwise, I don't see it. I mean, you look out on the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, you see all sorts of body types, ages, you know, doing well, you know, people in their 40s, you know, teenagers. You know, who can hit the ball a mile. I don't see it helping. We certainly have the equipment to hit the ball farther, so I don't think we need to, you know, anyone
right.
needs to put anything in their system to hit the ball farther.
No, you're absolutely right. So I didn't think so, but, you know, I wanted to ask someone who is more in the know than myself. On the Monty Teo situation, I don't know what to call it anymore. A young man who grew up in Laie, a very small village, a very small community, a very spiritual, religious community, Mormon community. My son went to Kahuku High School. His best friends are Mormons, or were Mormons when he was there, and his first girlfriend was a Mormon. So I know the community very well. What's your take on the Monty Teo hoax?
Well, I just was catching up from his interview with Jeremy Schapp on ESPN last night, and I guess it wasn't a taped interview, but he's claiming, and I say claiming because it still sounds so hard to believe, that this was all a hoax and that the girlfriend was fake and that he didn't find out until recently in December, and so you know, it appears maybe he really was duped all this time. It just is very hard for me to understand or believe, you know, that he wouldn't need to see or meet this girl for, you know, I think the period of time is unknown. But for somebody, you know, a guy out here in Palmdale, 22-year-old kid, Rania Tuiasosopo, is the one who is the mastermind behind this hoax, and to just mess with somebody in their life for this long is just, you know, I think it's really sick.
I'm glad you switched it around. I couldn't help but send out a tweet saying, why are we lambasting Manti Te'o when Tuiasosopo is the one who actually, we should be nailing this cretin for taking a woman's picture, creating a profile. The woman is alive. She's not dead. She's walking around someplace in, I don't know, California, you know?
Saying, yeah. Torrance, which is probably about 20 miles or so, 15 miles or so south of the LAX airport.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling, but I understand it. You see, even though I'm sure as a football player, he's got girls coming at him from all different angles and sides, there's a part of growing up in the country in Hawaii, on Oahu, when my kid came out to Waikiki for the first time, he couldn't believe what he was seeing. And there's a gullibility. And if a girl reaches out and makes a connection, it's something like unrequited love, that thing where that's even more titillating than actually seeing them in person. You develop this relationship, you know, and she has these problems. And I can totally, believe me, I know this sounds crazy, but I can completely understand how we would fall into this trap. And Tuiasosopo, the fact that he... I know it was like this college prank that went way wrong.
Right, right.
That's just what it feels like to me.
Right, and I get it, but the problem is that Te'o is the one in the public eye. He's the one that's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated, finished second in the Heisman. I mean, we all sort of fell in love with him in a sense, of his story and how he persevered and played so great this year, with the exception of the national championship game, under such, you know, duress, losing his grandmother and what he thought
would
be his girlfriend, even if he'd never met her. So I understand the kind of connection he could have made, and it was a safe relationship, I'm sure, and you know, he must have really liked talking to this person. But, you know, imagine being the person that's talking to him every night for how long, you know? Imagine being that person and thinking that. I mean, this stuff took a lot of time. It was very calculating. It was, you know... I'm sure maybe after a day or two it was a joke or a hoax, but to carry it on as long as these people did, it just it's mind-boggling.
Yes.
And I think the other thing for us, you know, in the sports world is, you know, how could Te'o let himself be duped like this for so long? Now, that's a question where, you know, maybe that's a fair question, maybe it's not, but NFL general managers and scouts are going to be asking him.
And do you think this will hurt his NFL career?
I think it'll hurt his draft status a little bit. He's not such a surefire top 15 pick, maybe. And I could be wrong, but there's just so much question and doubt. And this maybe not even as much as the national championship game on the biggest stage. He really did not have a good game. So... you know, under that kind of pressure, you know, he didn't come through in that game. So I think it'll hurt him a little bit. He probably won't be drafted as high, but this kid is a spectacular talent. He's had an amazing career. You know, I'm sure somebody will find a place for a linebacker like him in their organization. I don't think he's going to fall any further than second round at the latest, but I'm curious as to what the atmosphere and environment is like out there in Hawaii, what people think of this story.
On that, I will, but I guess it would be his mental maturity that they would be concerned about, you know, whether or not he would be able to handle the intense pressure of being on an NFL team, because, you know, if he demonstrated that much gullibility, you know, it's very difficult to have all the publicity that's thrown at a young man and not be sure they can handle it. As far as how people here in Hawaii, in La'ie, they can't believe that people don't understand that Manti Te'o would never do this. I say about 2 out of 3 people believe that he's been duped and feel bad about it, and 1%, the other 1 person out of 3 thinks that he's completely stupid for having fallen for it, and how, you know, ridiculous, and maybe had been in on it. I can't understand how being in on it would help him. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I mean, the theory that was first floated out there here was that he was either it started and then he found out and continued it for publicity, or, you know, or if he had been in on it, that it was for publicity. And believe me, his star power here went from, you know, out of 100, it went from 50 to, you know, 500 with this story, you know. Everybody just loved that story. So, you know, the publicity was thought to be something, if he was involved, that was there. And it appears now that he was not, so... but I can see how when you're coming from a very small town, a small place, you know, you really believe in him and they know him. And, you know, here we don't really know him. We don't really know anybody, any of these athletes. So it was easy for us to speculate as to whether he was involved or not.
Yeah, I can completely understand. It was very strange because to us, Manti Te'o is just, you know, a star. Period. He didn't need a girlfriend dying and carrying on for us to still love him and respect him and what he does, you know, all of that. So, but for him to do that with his parents, let me tell you, those people are strict up there. Let me just tell you, they if they find out he's lying, he's in big trouble. He's in bigger trouble than being in trouble with the NFL.
Right.
You got it? Okay. Jill Painter, great talking to you. Los Angeles Daily News sports columnist. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks as always for having me on, Danielle. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're going to come back after this. Willie Wood, he's playing. He's 2-time winner on the Champions Tour. He right now is at the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai. He won the Pacific Links Championship at Kapolei. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
All a quick congratulations to Brian of IAEA. He's our first qualifier, and you know we're taking our second qualifier trip for two on Hawaiian Airlines to San Francisco to stay at the Luxury Collection San Francisco, the Palace San Francisco. All right. Willie Wood is on the phone with us. He's over at Hualalai. Mitsubishi Electric Championship is a season opener on the Champions Tour. Thrilled to have you on. Good morning and welcome to the show, Willie Wood.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You know, gotta say, I was looking at this leaderboard and just this field. This field, there's Corey Pavin, there's Tom Watson, there's Tom Lehman, Fred Couples, there's Kirk Triplett. And then I stopped and I went and looked at Kirk Triplett and I went, wait a minute, Kirk Triplett, didn't you win the 1996 Deposit Guarantee Golf Classic? Kirk Triplett came in second?
Oh, yes. We had a nice little battle there way back when. It was it's fun. We've all played against and with each other for years and years, and it's we're still at it. So it's very fun, and it's wonderful to be at a place like this. My first visit here in Hualalai, and words can't really describe it. It's magnificent.
It is. I've been watching on Golf Channel. Of course, I've been at Hualalai for the Mitsubishi Electric. Couldn't come over this year. It is spectacular. You've got some gorgeous, glorious weather. How's the course playing?
The golf course yesterday played pretty easy. It was there was no wind. The greens were very smooth, and not real fast, so you can really get aggressive on the greens. And there were a lot of birdie opportunities. Now this morning, I think we're going to have a little wind. It appears though the surf is really up, and I think that's a little bit unusual for here. But it's gorgeous, and I'm sure we're going to have an exciting day.
Yeah, it is going to be. We've got David Frost with a 65, and then tied for second, Tom Kite, Willie Wood, Kirk Triplett, John Cook, and Fred Couples, and Tom Lehman. That's a really tight field. That 66 must have felt really good. Got to ask you about your two wins on the Champions Tour coming last year, so August 9th and then September 15th here in Hawaii, the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship. After was your last win in the 96?
Yes. Yeah, I won only once on the regular tour, and then turned 50 at the end of 10. So I had a little, I didn't have enough career money to go right on to the Champions Tour, so I had to go through some qualifiers on Monday, and I was doing quite well last year, and then I Monday qualified for the Dick's Sporting Goods Open in New York, and I won, and that got me exempt. And now I have all this year to play in 26 tournaments, and it's nice to have a schedule that I know where I'm going and when I'm going.
Absolutely. So, how did you keep your game up from 96 to getting on the Champions Tour in 2012?
I played on the PGA Tour until about 2000, and then I actually played mostly on the, at that time it was the Nationwide Tour, now it's the Web.com Tour. So I was playing against the youngsters, and
it's good
for not a whole lot of money. So I was really trying to, I was battling there to try to make some money and keep my game sharp, and it paid off for me. I love to play golf. I love to compete. And it was just what I had to do, and not really what I wanted to do, but it's what I had to do.
Yeah, but still playing against the younger kids, it kept you fit, right? I mean,
it did.
Yeah,
it
kept you sharp. That's excellent. A 77 U.S. Junior Amateur Champ, PGA Junior Champ in 78, Western. You've been on the Walker Cup. You know what it takes to play this game. Can I ask you a question? When you see yourself, you know, back in the 70s, winning on the U.S. Junior Amateur, let's say, and then you see these young kids, these 23-year-old Russell Henleys coming on, Bud Cauley's shooting 63 on a PGA, winning a PGA Tour event, the Sony Open last week. Are they being trained different than you were in the 70s?
Yes. Better. We had the eyes of instructors. We didn't have video equipment. We I think the equipment is better as far as the shafts are better. The you get fitted in clubs that fits your swing better in a younger age. I just took my son to the Ping last 2 weeks ago, and he got fitted in the new driver and on a launch monitor, and they got him in the club and the shaft that he needed. So it really makes a difference to get precise at a young age, so you're ready. And the competition is so good in college, and kids are coming from all over the world to play in the United States, and they just get more mature and ready at a much younger age now.
That's excellent. Willie Wood, you know, may you hit the sweet spot every time at Hualalai.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to seeing you back at Kapolē when you defend.
Yes.
It's awesome. Thanks for being on the show.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Aloha. Willie Wood, tied for second right now, underway later today, coming up this morning about 10 o'clock. You can go to Hualalai Golf Course. The Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai is the season opener of the Champions Tour. Very exciting. Of course, you're also going to watch on television the Humana Challenge, right? Because this is Humana Challenge weekend, honoring the legacy of Bob Hope. That's the Humana Challenge in partnership with the Clinton Foundation. We were talking with Willie Wood about youngsters and getting them fitted at a young age. You may want to get your youngsters, whether they be children or grandchildren, into the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, I'm going to call it the HSJGA from now on, opens registration for 2013 membership on Friday, which was yesterday. So you can start. They're accepting new and returning membership applications. All you have to do is go to the hsjga.org website to submit your application. And HSJGA membership is open to male, female, junior golfers. You just have to be between the age of 7, okay, got to be 7, and 18, have not reached their 19th birthday and have not entered college, and who demonstrate a basic understanding of the game. Annual membership is from January 1 to December 31st, and it's only $35. It includes a membership handbook, a year USGA junior membership, college workshops, instructional clinics, rules workshops. You know, they should have these for adults. Mary B. Porter King, you should have one of these programs. You know, somebody should start one for grown-ups to get more people into the game, to grow the game of golf. Have something like this, a membership where you can go to all of these different... I even get a bag tag and a gin handicap, and I get to participate in activities and programs of the HSJGA if I'm a member of the program. I want to congratulate Linda of Pearl City. She is our second qualifier this morning. Of course, we're looking for another winner. John Neely already won 2 round trips on Hawaiian Airlines. He's going to San Francisco, and he's going to spend 4 nights at the Palace Hotel, San Francisco, a luxury collection hotel. This week, we start getting those qualifiers again to win this second Hawaiian Airline trip to the Palace Hotel, San Francisco. It's our way of celebrating our anniversary. So I'm glad that you're listening, and thanks for being part of the show this morning. Your mana is always appreciated. I'd like to thank the people who make the show possible, including, of course, Star Protection. Star Protection has been with us for so many years. Really appreciate all the work that you've done in the islands to become one of the number one right now. Star Protection is one of the top protection agencies in the state of Hawaii for property threat and risk assessment. That's what you do first. For protection for your home or your business, you find out what the threat is and you find out what your risks are, and then they go and they take care of those things. This would be for your home, for your business. Hey, if you're throwing a concert or a special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need. Hawaii and California. Princeville's Prince Course, magnificent by nature, okay? Completely renovated greens and bunkers, the clubhouse, the Prince Course, one of the top courses, of course, it's offering Kama'aina, unlimited Saturday and Sunday play. It's only $99, unlimited play. Get a bunch together and go over to the Prince Course. 808-826-5001 is their number, 808-826-5001. That's the Prince course at Princeville. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. And really, nature and Robert Trent Jones conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. You don't have to be a PGA professional to play Poipu Bay. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Thank you so much for being with us. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.